Back here on the Radio Sports page, we're talking now to junior point guard for the Pella Christian Eagles boys basketball team, Tyson DeVries. And Tyson, so far this season, you guys are off to a 2-2 start with wins over PCM and Oskaloosa, falling to Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Norwalk. And those games that you guys have won, you guys won those on the glass primarily. And, you know, I know that as a point guard, it's not necessarily always viewed as a position of rebounding, but it's important that all five guys are attacking the glass. And, you know, as one of the leaders of this squad, you know, what have you really been working on from your position to really help the Eagles on the glass so that all five guys are a threat to rebound the basketball?
Yeah, rebounding has been a big thing of our team that we need to have been working on. And to play fast, we need to start with the rebound. So just encouraging guys, if we miss one, we just got to go get the next one. Or we miss two in a row, just the next play. It's always got to be the next one. And just being physical and tough is a big thing. And sometimes it's not there, but we'll have to get there to where it's consistently being tough every game and coming out to play every night.
Yeah, and you talk about playing fast and watching it on the court, it feels like that's about the only way you know how to play is playing with speed. And, you know, when you're not able to get out there and play fast, you're still able to find ways to, you know, speed the game up within the half court offense. And for you, knowing that, you know, it doesn't always just have to be the fast break to be able to play fast. It can be, you know, driving the lane and kicking to a teammate and finding the open shooter or the open cutter. You know, what about that in your game do you feel is most important for your squad to get the offense going?
I think we definitely need to keep playing fast, but there's a point to where it's fast and out of control. We need to stay in control while we're playing fast, because the fast can always catch the defense off guard and just keep pushing, and eventually it could wear the defense out. And just the turnovers part and doing what we're supposed to do right while playing fast is the key.
Yeah, and you talk about the turnovers part of that and trying to find that balance. And how do you, as a guard who is, you know, working with a group that has a mixture of experience from last year's state tournament team to this year that's about half and half with guys who got a lot of minutes last year for the Eagles and guys who are new to the varsity level, how do you personally go about trying to find that balance of playing fast and in control and getting everyone involved, you know, when there's highs and lows in a game?
Yeah, I think we just have to play confidently and know that we've all been playing basketball together for so long. We just have to keep pushing. And turnovers are going to happen when you play. Like, mistakes are going to happen. So you're just going to have to play through it and go on to the next play and learn to keep playing fast, because that's how we play.
Absolutely. And you guys have Grinnell coming up on Friday. And, you know, going to be a big one to get you guys back over 500 if you can get a win there against a Grinnell squad that, you know, you're very familiar with, playing them last year a couple times. And, you know, getting back on track, how do you guys go about making sure that, you know, you take the things you've worked on over the last week after the loss to Norwalk and, you know, try to eliminate some of those things that hampered you in that setback in conference play so you can get back over 500 in conference?
Yeah, the main thing that's been going on is practice and just being tough, not letting other teams bully us on the in the paint or just on the outside while driving into the paint, and just not getting knocked off your line to the basket. And in practice, it's just over and over, just going at each other, just trying to make each other better with being tough on the offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, and just being physical overall, playing defense.
Absolutely, Tyson. Thanks for joining us, and best of luck Friday night. Looking forward to a good contest with Grinnell, and, you know, best of luck going forward the rest of the season.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Tyson DeVries of the Pella Christian Boys basketball team here on the Radio Sports page.